Hi, welcome to the ISIS Chemical Update podcast. My name's Sarah Trinder and today I'll be speaking to Luke Milner about the phenol, acetone and BPA markets. So Luke, what do you consider to be the main talking points as February gets underway?
Well, I guess the thing we should probably talk about first is phenol. I think a really important development is obviously the contract price increase that we've seen for February. In January, we saw a massive contract price increase, an increase of 175 euros in many cases as a result of the increase in benzene. Obviously, in some cases, that increase was slightly mitigated by reductions in adders, but what we saw for January, indeed for the first quarter, was that the adders for phenol in some cases fell by about 5 euros, in other cases by less, in some cases by a little bit more. But even the largest adders that very few market participants were speaking about were around 20 euros. Nobody really spoke of anything larger than that. So it doesn't take a genius to work out that 175 minus 20 is still a pretty big increase. And then what we've seen in February is that the increase there is 177. And obviously, as I say, the adders are either quarterly or annual, so there's been no change there in the adders. So what that means is the buyers are seeing yet another really big contract price increase for the second month in a row. And the interesting point again is that at the start of the year, in early January, some of the buyers were saying, well, you know, this is pretty big, can't pass all of this through on to our customers, but hopefully in February the price will come down a bit. Now, as January went on, there was a slow realization that this wasn't going to be the case, you know, the price was going to go up again further. And that's really left a lot of people in an interesting situation.
Yeah, how do you pass that on? That's a big increase.
Well, exactly. It is very, very big. And I think it'll be very interesting to see just exactly how people react to this, what people can do. I was speaking this morning with a buyer who said, well, actually, you know, we have stocks. We're going to have to work with the stocks we've already got and really hope that the price goes down in March. But as we saw from the way people were behaving in January, well, that could also be a risky strategy. You don't know.
Well, that does sound like a really crazy situation. Things seem to have escalated very quickly there. And so BPA is a major downstream market for phenol. Has there been any impact there yet?
Well, when you talk about major escalations, obviously the price has escalated majorly. Really, with BPA, we haven't seen the full increase in the prices where we've seen with phenol. So BPA prices in January, the contract prices, where they're freely negotiated, moved, but they didn't move that much. We're talking double digits. And that was largely because, you know, people were referring back to what had been happening in December. However, obviously, now we've reached February. We've seen these really massive, as I say, increases in phenol in January and in February. And what we've seen in BPA is that the spot price rose consistently throughout January. There wasn't a week when there wasn't an increase in the ISIS BPA spot price range. So that all indicates that there's the very strong likelihood, let's say, of contract prices rising for BPA in February. Obviously, the question is how much they will rise. What we've been seeing at the minute as well is that the price in Asia of BPA is relatively high. And if you do a comparison of the prices in Asia and the prices in Europe, in some cases, the prices in Asia are even higher than the prices in Europe, which means that European buyers don't then have the opportunity to say, well, okay, I'm going to import from Asia. Also, looking ahead again to March, April, some of the buyers are saying, look, we don't know how long this price rally is going to continue for. The prices could start falling. Am I going to take the risk of buying my my BPA from Asia and then it arriving and then finding, hey, I could have bought cheaper in Europe? No, I'm not. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to wait and see what's going to happen. So it's really a jolly difficult time, I'd say.
So it will be an interesting couple of months then, seeing how these markets do develop. Very quickly, we obviously mentioned acetone at the beginning. Is there much going on there?
Well, there's always something going on with acetone. And again, what we've been seeing is the price has been going up. With acetone, it's slightly different. So, okay, the prices have been increasing month on month in the contract because the price of propylene has been going up. But there, the increases have been relatively small compared to the increases we've been seeing in the phenol. So we're talking about you know, much smaller increases for double digits. But what we've been seeing on the spot market is that prices have been rising relatively rapidly, and that's due mainly to the fact that there's this tightness in the market. People haven't really been able to put their finger on exactly why the market is so tight. There's talk, obviously, of tightness globally, and then exports from Europe to other regions. There's also, obviously, the issue of lower phenol run rates, because acetone is the co-product of phenol, so when phenol is being produced at a lower rate, that means there's less acetone available despite the demand for the acetone. And also, obviously, people are saying, well, the acetone demand's been stronger than expected in both January and also in December before Christmas. People saw better demand than they'd really anticipated. So all of this has meant, eek, there's a bit of tightness in the market. What are we going to do? We need to get our acetone. And the price has been gradually increasing. And what we saw in late January was that the price of acetone spot had gone above the propylene contract price, which is quite a rarity, and which shows that that's allowing for some better margins for those people who are producing and selling the acetone. Yeah. So all in all, I think we could summarize to say that it's been a good start of the year in many ways for the producers, but not a terribly good start of the year where you're a buyer, unfortunately.
Thanks, Luke, for explaining all that. And it'll be interesting to see how all the buyers do cope with these increases that we're seeing. Please join us again for the next ICIS chemical market update, or catch up with the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Sarah Trindler.